Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The former Green Bay Preble High School student who brought a loaded gun and ammunition to school earlier this year will stay at a youth facility until he turns 18. A Brown County judge formalized the decision during a sentencing hearing Tuesday afternoon. The teen, now 17, made a plea agreement last month that kept the case in juvenile court. If he violates any conditions of that agreement, his case will be moved to adult court and he could face additional charges. The gun incident at the start of the school year led to increased security measures in all Green Bay area middle and high schools. A man behind bars for the death of 3-year-old Elijah Vu is suing the Manitowoc County Jail. Civic Media's Lisa Hale has more.
Jesse Vang, the man charged in the death of Elijah Vu in 2024, files a federal lawsuit against the Manitowoc County Jail. Fox 11 is reporting that Vang is alleging civil rights violations and harassment from the jail staff. Vang has been in jail for 21 months following the disappearance of 3-year-old Vu. The toddler went missing in February of 2024 and his remains were found in September. Vang faces charges ranging from physical abuse of a child causing death, hiding a corpse, chronic neglect of a child, and obstructing an officer. The child's mother, Katrina Bauer, also faces charges in connection with the child's death. Manitowoc County has not filed a response to the lawsuit. Meanwhile, Vang is expected to be in court for a scheduling hearing in the Vu case in January.
The city of Madison will soon ban pet stores from selling dogs and cats. The Common Council there approved the change last week, saying the city wants to help stop unethical breeding. Shops that break the rule could face fines up to $2,000 per animal. Supporters say this will cut down on puppy mills and push more people to adopt pets rather than buying them. But critics warn it could lead to more scams as people look for pets online. A missing teen from Two Rivers has been rescued from an alleged kidnapping by Wyoming state troopers. Authorities found the girl last weekend in south central Wyoming. She was allegedly traveling with a 20-year-old Two Rivers man who was wanted on drug charges. Troopers found the girl using cell phone pings. She was with two men who told authorities they were hired to transport her to Utah. The two men were arrested on kidnapping charges. The girl is safe and will return home to her parents. If you shop at Woodman's and have a gallon of fat-free milk in the fridge, check the brand. Prairie Farms has recalled thousands of gallons of milk sold at Woodman's in Wisconsin and Illinois. The company says the milk may be contaminated with cleaning agents. About 320 gallons had been sold before they discovered the problem. The milk will have a pink label and pink cap. The FDA has information on specified codes, plant, and dates. Former Packers head coach Mike Holmgren is out of the running for the 2026 Pro Football Hall of Fame class. Holmgren coached the Packers from 92 to 98, leading them to the Super Bowl 31 victory following the 96 season. Coach Holmgren made it to the final level of voting, but didn't get the required 80% of votes to make it in. Former Patriots head coach Bill Belichick is the only one to advance in the coaches category this year. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
A big win for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks beat the Pistons last night in Fiserv form, 113-109. Giannis Antetokounmpo leaving the game early in the first quarter with a strained right calf muscle, taken to a hospital for an MRI. Head coach Doc Rivers asked about an ESPN report saying that Giannis and his agent approached the Bucks to discuss a possible trade.
And I want to make it clear, for the 50th time, it clearly is not getting the one network, for sure. Giannis has never asked to be traded, ever. I can't make that more clear.
Men's college basketball in Madison, Wisconsin over Northwestern, 85-73. John Blackwell, 26 points. The Packers' Jordan Love, named NFC Offensive Player of the Week. And volleyball tonight at the UW Fieldhouse as the Badgers face Eastern Illinois in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
The Fieldhouse has been a great home for this team this year. And we need that sucker packed both nights. You know, hopefully those fans haven't got a report, but I'm sure they're gobbling up. We need both matches to be sold out.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is really cold out there this morning, but it's not going to take long to bounce back. Mostly sunny today with a high right around 12 this afternoon. Tonight, a little snow possible. We'll drop into the single digits tomorrow. More light snow with a high in the low to mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.